This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. British Prime Minister Theresa May is hosting President Trump along with leaders and other representatives from 14 nations for D-Day commemoration ceremonies Wednesday in the southern British city of Portsmouth. On Tuesday, Trump held a joint news conference with May before she stepped down as leader of the Conservative Party on Friday. The AP's Saga Magani reports.
May's resigning this week over her handling of the tortured Brexit deal. And at their final news conference,
I have greatly enjoyed working with you.
The president offering unexpected compliments after questioning May's Brexit negotiations back in March.
I gave the prime minister my ideas on how to negotiate it.
She remembers.
The president suggested that I sued the European Union, which we didn't do. We went into negotiations and we came out with a good deal.
Yeah. That's not such a deal. I would have sued, but that's okay.
The president adds May did well and maybe won't get due credit.
She's probably a better negotiator than I am.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump will spend the next 2 days commemorating the Allied invasion of Normandy, a major event of World War II. In Sudan, pro-democracy activists rejected a plan by military leaders to hold elections within 9 months. Tensions in the streets of the capital, Khartoum, remained high a day after security forces stormed the activists' main protest site outside the defense ministry in central Khartoum, breaking up an 8-week-old sit-in, killing at least 35 people. The military has been in charge since forcing the removal of longtime President Omar al-Bashir from office back in April. A spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN is watching the situation with great and increasing concern. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump appears fairly certain he will impose a new 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico next week. Trump made his intentions known Tuesday, even as U.S. and Mexican officials were here in Washington talking about tariffs and the surge of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico to reach the U.S.
Millions of people are flowing through Mexico. That's unacceptable. Millions and millions of people are coming right through Mexico. They could stop it very quickly, and I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
Trump has threatened to increase the tariffs monthly in 5% increments if the migration is not curbed. There was concern among lawmakers the extra taxation would be passed on to U.S. consumers in the form of higher retail prices on goods, including automobiles and farm produce. The U.S. Treasury Department has tightened restrictions on travel to Cuba in retaliation to the country's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere. The AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Group educational and cultural trips known as people-to-people travel are no longer allowed. Those trips have been used by thousands of Americans to visit the island. Treasury Department officials also are denying permission for private and corporate aircraft and boats. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the measures are a response to what he calls Cuba's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere, including support for the government of President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Mike Hemp in Washington.
News reports say the youngest sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reappeared in public for the first time in nearly 2 months amid questions about her status and whether she and other prominent officials have been purged. The reports say Kim Yo-jong Monday attended North Korea's mass games, which attracts political and military leaders. Kim Yo-jong is a senior official in the ruling party. Her appearance follows reporting by the South Korean newspaper that she had been ordered to lay low as a result of failed nuclear negotiations with the U.S. The most senior Catholic found guilty of child sex abuse has begun his appeal in the Australian court against his convictions of molesting two choir boys in the cathedral more than 20 years ago. The former Vatican treasurer, Cardinal George Pell, appeared in the Victoria State Court of Appeals in person Wednesday for the 2-day hearing before three judges. Pell began serving a 6-year sentence in March after he was found guilty of abusing two 13-year-olds while he was Archbishop of Melbourne. Pell could be released or face a retrial if the court rules in his favor. And Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden announced his fight for climate change if he wins the White House next year. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News, Washington.